But first, more than 40 people have died in the fires that have extended a path of destruction through Northern California. It's part of a trend involving wildfires becoming more catastrophic year after year. Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake have filed an amendment to the U.S. Senate's budget proposal that would give more money for the U.S. Forest Service to fight wildfires. This year is the most expensive wildfire year on record, with more than $2 billion having been spent. To learn more, I'm joined by Scott Stevens. He's a professor of fire science at UC Berkeley. Scott, what does the Forest Service wildfire budget look like now? And is, frankly, too much money spent on reacting to fires rather than planning to limit them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the budget really is a mess. When we look at now the Forest Service spending over 50% of its appropriated dollars in firefighting, it leaves so little work to do proactive work, just like you mentioned. In some ways, if we don't change course, we're just going to be kicking the can down the road and always trying to fight fire. But we really do need to make a shift and actually get more proactive treatments to get resiliency up in forests and then begin to change the trend.
And what are some ways to make that happen? Are there certain practical things that those in Congress need to pay more attention to?
Well, I think, you know, the Congress, the Senate, House of Representatives, for a number of years now, has been trying to do this bill that would take maybe the top 2% of fires expensive, the most expensive actually every year, and put them under a FEMA authorization. The idea is take them off the doles of the federal agencies, and then you have a corresponding maybe increase in the ability to do some of this work like forest restoration, prescribed burning. I really fully support that. The only question becomes to me is, can we actually then make that work? You know, with our current kind of planning activities and maybe understaffing of some positions, you know, it's one thing to certainly get more money back to the agencies, but we have to also have the ability to move and actually get this work done.
And how much more difficult is this going to get? Because as we've heard from other experts, wildfire season used to be a little bit more predictable, and now it feels like it's getting longer and longer, which some would attribute, maybe many would attribute, to climate change.
Well, that's right. I think we're seeing really impacts of climate change. And yes, we're seeing longer fire seasons. We're seeing drier fuel simply because of temperature. I also think we're seeing more variability. I mean, here in Northern California, just 10 months ago in winter, we had these mammoth floods. We had, you know, the Napa River, the Russian River at flood stage. We had Lake Oroville and the spillway causing really big issues. And now, 10 months later, we have these huge fires. And I think in some ways it's also connected to climate change, more variability, intensity of events. So it tells me, again, it's time to change course and not just be reactive to fire, actually start to be proactive, and then we got to really work at it. And it's going to take a long, long time. In fact, that conversation of land management and fire-adapted ecosystems goes on forever.
Well, and is part of that because stakeholders just can't agree on what to do, or it's just too complicated at this point?
Well, I think you're right. I think the vast majority of stakeholders really do agree, and you have a great example down there with the Forest Fry Project in the American Southwest. A bunch of people, I've been just connected to it a little bit, learned about it. And you have people that have agreed in diverse groups that never used to work together, and they've agreed on a land management plan, and they've thought about this and tried to go forward. So I think stakeholders are beginning to coalesce. And then, you know, some ways, it's also just the ability to get the work done. And, you know, one thing I think, maybe Congress needs to actually pass a bill, a forest resiliency bill, that would be equivalent to the Endangered Species Act, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act. The acts we have right now are all really important, and they have really good ideas, but in some ways now they kind of put themselves above maybe the resiliency of forests long term. I think Congress might actually be able to change that.
Scott, one of the complexities that people will bring up is what's known as the wildland-urban interface, that frankly we would like to be able to live where we want to live. How much responsibility rests with homeowners, and how much do we just say homes are available in certain places, so you should be able to live wherever you want, even if there's frankly great risk for wildfire?
Yeah, this is a challenge because here in California, also I know in the Southwest, we have people, including my father, that live in the urban interface. And I think there, people do have to take really responsibility to try to get their design of their houses as best as possible to resist the attack of sparks and embers coming in from wind. That's the way all urban interface fires move. They move by, you know, spot fire initiation. Certainly, you know, vegetation clearance, making sure you have good vegetation clearance, you're not stacking your firewood next to your house. The other thing you can do, too, I think, and something we need to really think about here in California and elsewhere, you think about how communities can actually get better informed about the interface and really what they can do. You know, we have FireWise communities, which really do a good job, a great volunteer organization. But I wonder if we could actually do better where we might have University Extension, which is in all over the United States, including all our states. These are people that work in every county. Maybe they could facilitate better discussion of the vulnerabilities and maybe possible solutions to people living in the interface so we can engage the folks better in the interface. And here in California, you know, you have maybe your neighbor is in a wheelchair and maybe they need assistance. And maybe down the road, your other neighbor actually is 91 years old and doesn't drive. So when you get a fire on top of you, these people could be thought of as maybe really going to and trying to help, versus at the last second, just like we had here in California, there's no time for that. So I think there's really a powerful thing we can do with communities to better adapt.
Scott Stevens is a professor of fire science and co-director of the UC Centers for Forestry and Fire based at UC Berkeley. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.